Classic Zoom example. Can I turn off my muted mic? How's it going? As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering here at RSCS. Today, we are talking about quick, easy, and efficient workdays with Zeta. Hope you're doing great. Hopefully, you and your family are doing well. And today, we're all about talking about efficiency with Zeta. Understanding how Zeta can work for you and help you with your everyday tasks. And of course, before we dive into it, don't forget the big, big news coming up. I've been on the road the past 2 weeks. And of course, we're going back on the road once again for what? NAB. That's right. We're going to be over there at NAB. We have our booth over at W2843. That's your booth this year. So really excited for that, the 13th to 17th. Really excited to show some new products, new features, and of course, talk to you. If you have any questions, you're going to be there. Want to schedule some time to see me or our team, we're always here to help out as well. So anything we do to help you out, let us know. We're here. The chat is open as well. So if you have any questions while we're talking about some Zeta features, let me know. I'm here to help out. Of course, you can always email us afterwards, email myself or whomever, call RCS support. As I said, we're here. And Mark is still live from St. Louis too. So there you go. How's it going, Mark? So today's video topic is one of those Nate's conceptual videos. So after being on the road for 2 weeks, what I found was I had a lot of conversations with users. And as you know, this series is about how do you know how to do something if no one told you it existed in the first place, right? Trying to give you resources for you and your team to understand and really challenge you to be like, oh, I can do that, right? thank you, Corey. I appreciate that. And so the idea here is that you essentially, you know, you need to identify what you want to do first, from G Selector to essentially Zeta to Revma Streaming, Zeta cloud-based disaster recovery, and everything in between, Acquira as well. The trick with RCS products is we can do so many different things. You really have to start with identifying what do you want to accomplish. Now, that seems very easy just talking to you, but I understand the complexity of that statement, right? So what this video today is going to discuss is hopefully, you know, empower you to start thinking, ooh, I want to do this. We joke here, like behind the scenes, like for example, for Zeta's GPIOs, you can go and create a turn the coffee pot on at 6 a.m. We can do that with GPIOs in a Wi-Fi, whatever it is, you know, coffee pot. You never think you can do that, but you can if you have the capabilities to do that. So the idea here is we really want to focus like, hey, listen, I want to do this. Let RCS and RCS support help you get there, but we can't tell you what you want to do. We get a couple users thinking like, what am I missing on Zeta? What am I missing in G Selector? And really it's about what do you want to accomplish? So today we're going to talk about some incorporating some macros and layouts, different Zeta modes, chain types, log structures, but really talk about how to empower you and your team. So like for the first thing we talk about Zeta, of course, being an enterprise solution here, we have all of our stations inside of one Zeta system. And yes, you can connect multiple Zeta systems if you want in many different ways. But just as one user, I can have different roles sitting in the single chair if I wanted to. There could be Nate on the air, and then there could be Nate, let's say production, if you want to do that as well. And then it turns into a, okay, well, we can totally customize Zeta with colors and layouts and fonts and sizes and all of that. And then it turns into, okay, well, I can always go to the layout and change my layout here, but there could be a more easier, more efficient way, perhaps doing something like with Zeta hotkeys over here. So what I did is I essentially created two hotkeys and opened the Nate on air layout and the Nate production layout. So the idea is that I have these two modules tabbed at the very bottom left here. This is my Nate on air layout. I am on the air. I do my break. Oh, look at that. I got 10 minutes to kill. Oh, there's two 30-second commercials. I have to quickly piggyback. Oh, I'll have to wait for the next studio or after my shift's over. You don't have to do that with Zeta. Remember, we're evolving here. This is the evolution of audio. We're no longer just radio. We're podcasting. We're blogging. We're still live remote as well. And so we want to make that life easy. And I see you, Derek, here. I'm going to check in 1 second. And so the idea is that, okay, well, I want to have a quick, an easy, simple way to essentially say, okay, well, I have 10 minutes to kill. I'm going to open my production layout. So just like that, that's a macro that, boom, there's my brand new production layout. And this is the way that I want to include it. There's a multi-track editor here that, of course, is built into Zeta. Then we have our library. We have a little quick hockey here for navigation. I have my log for, let's say, voice tracking purposes, or maybe the metadata module is docked as well. And then from there, all I have to do is go back to my open on-air layout and boom, there's my layout just like that. Now, what's stopping us at this point in time? And yes, I can also, you can see there all my macros there. I can also hide those if I wanted to go to my control events and just hide those macros so the average user doesn't have to see all those macros. I can also go to my hotkey bank here. I can left click and, like, let's say, drag this in the center here. So it's tabbed side by side. And I can take that same macro from a hotkey and I can drag it in to my log structure. So that's the next one that's going to play. So if I fire the next element, which is the macro production layout, we're going to open that brand new layout. You see that? And that's an automatic thing, right, Jonathan? That's the idea here. Now, imagine if you're an administrator or an engineer. We can have where Jonathan's on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, in that case, let's create a macro that essentially just says open a layout, right? And then I can pretty much, when 3 o'clock hits, we can go right to Jonathan's layout the exact way that he wants to do. I can't tell you that that's what Jonathan needs. Only you, Jonathan, know that that's going to help you out. And all we're doing there is configuration and macros. And then over here, we'll select our station, RCS Hot AC. And you'll see there that there is a, what do I call it there? Open Hot AC layout. And you'll see under execute command, there's just an open Zeta layout, simple Hot AC. And by the way, the reason you say a little underscore there is because I put the underscore so that my layout is one of the first ones at the top. Just so you know, that's a little pro tip there for you as well. And of course, that ranges from everything. If you're an engineer, have a hotkey bank like this. It's very, very simple to go, yes, Jonathan, personalized layouts. That's the idea. And so the idea is that we can go and create multiple tasks for you and your team. Some users, that's a giant play next button. Great. Some users like those giant buttons right there that says play next, go next, whatever it is, right? Play next, fade out, click it, done. There's next, it's done. Simple like that. Now I can do certain things, like, for example, I can have modes. So I can say here, enable the board live assist. There we go. I can go and say, hey, I'm leaving for the day, put in auto mode, put it back in auto mode. Notice how these are things to make your team nice and easy, right? That's the idea over there too. Let's see here. Ba-ba-bum. Hey, great question from Derek, by the way. So Derek, will AI be a part of Zeta? Now, first off, we have the 523.1. Right, which is one of our current builds we have right now. AI, we have a special interface right now with some AI that you can incorporate into there. So you don't have to be on 523.1 to get that AI. We're, I think, kind of in beta release right now for that as well. Any questions, we can help you out, Derek. You can poke us. I'll give you more details on there. But we do have tools in place right now for AI, and that's especially for weather and presenting and live playout. We have other workarounds and other things in place for the Zeta to go for the live playout as well. So those are all things we can get you. We have tons and tons of users who are utilizing the live feature for, like, a morning show versus voice tracking. Utilize Zeta to go as well. We do have that there too. So again, the purpose of this video is to empower you to think that, identify what I want to accomplish and let us help you get there, right? We have so many different types of users that we have all this real life user examples. Why not just poke your RCS contact and say, hey, I'm looking to achieve X. I'm looking to, like Eric said, Derek, I'm trying to go and do this or do that. We can easily help you out there as well. So little things as an engineer, I have my hot spare on a hotkey bank. It's a super quick, efficient way if I want to activate a hot spare, moving my systems, you know, from, let's say, the on-air studio to the production room. Now, you're going to look over here at my play devices, the 1A, 1B, and 1C. I can activate this hot spare, and you'll see that will pivot now to 9A, 9B, and 9C. Now, either analog or audio over IP, doesn't really matter. Once we establish those stream groups, you can essentially go, and now we're on the air over in the production room. And then I have the reverse, which is a deactivate hot spare. And I can go over here, and boom, I'm back on the air, 1A, 1B, and 1C. If you're a satellite network, right, we also have the same commands for different audio routes. So it's very common to say, hey, this is the Nate show, and I create a macro that says turn off all other, you know, routes except for the Nate show, and do this behavior and this behavior and this behavior. And don't forget, as part of these macros that are up here, I can combine multiple macros if I wanted to. So let's see if I have a next. Here's one example. We have one user that has, like, you know, a whole bunch of publish exports for their podcast, Best of Morning Shows. There's a video on that. If only you can check out past videos and, I don't know, some type of location called rcsworks.com/rcs-live. That's our archive. Of course, we're live on YouTube, Facebook, X, Twitch, all that good stuff as well. But you can build multiple of these in here, and they could be asynchronous or synchronous, which means do this, then this, then this, or all the above. And again, going back to the idea that we want to cater this to you, we can also do certain things like pauses or silences. So, like, for example, do this, play this sweeper, wait 10 seconds, then do this non-audio trigger. We can do all that. It's very, very common. Now, let's take that for a second, because I had a lot of users that talked about this when I was on the road in Nashville for 2 weeks. And let's talk about log structure for a second. And there's two ways at looking at log structure. There's one as a user who's in Zeta editing the log. And there's one looking at, let's say, something like GSelector and pre-scheduling that in the log as well. We'll look at both. So one of the big things here is exact time markers, right? So exact time markers are essentially time stamps that can either do certain behaviors or not. The most common one is a soft ETM, exact time marker, where essentially once that time hits, we're going to drop any element into the future while not stopping the current playing element. News talks, they use the hard ETM so that, hey, I got to hit at 0000, boom, that's it, call it a day. Now, we also need certain things like a hit, which has no actual trigger. It's for the user to see what they're doing. Now, we have some stations that have, let's say, I don't really want to put a soft ETM in at the last break before the spot block, but sometimes I want to make sure my talent knows if they're early or late so they can adjust the schedule ahead of time. Now, notice the identifier there is, I want my on-air talent to know at this time during this break, are they good? Are they bad? Do they need a filler song? Do they not need a filler song? And we can put an exact time marker hit at 11:40, and we can see right here that in this particular, you know, demo database I have, it's 10 minutes early. That's a problem. I'll drag in some music and adjust that accordingly, right? That type of thing. But notice, Jonathan, that only you know when that marker is. And that exact time marker can also be a soft sync if you want to do that as well. And what we're seeing is a lot more news talks or syndicated satellite programming or even paid programming for Sunday mornings. We have that buffer window. And I'm hearing a lot of users who are coming to me and saying things like, hey, Nate, I have to back time 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's the most efficient way of doing that? Now, granted, I have a little gap time down here as well as a gap time up here as well. But the reality is that let's schedule this ahead of time. So in this example here, and bear with me, I had my auto mode turned off when I was playing around with this particular hour. So in this particular example here, I have an exact time marker reset at 11:59:30. Let's pretend for a second that we have an hour or let's say 59 minutes and 30 second program, and it's a paid sponsorship, one full file. That's all it is. And then I have essentially kind of like a music bed and then like a top of the hour ID, whatever it is, followed after that, because I want to hit my top of the hour right at 12 o'clock on the dot. So what I can do here is say that, hey, I know that the previous paid programming stops at 59:30. However, because it's a paid sponsorship, that might be 59:28, 59:35, or 11:59:00. We don't know. But we don't have to do that back time and find an element to get us there. Instead, what we can do is right-click on here, insert, and you'll see there's a stretch column that's available in the system. And I can say things like, notice here, look, there's no stretch. Don't stretch, stretch. So I can say like the previous hour paid programming is not stretched and squeezed because it's a paid programming. We don't want to adjust that. And then we have a legal ID here. Yeah, we might not want to adjust that legal ID. But if we have a little bit of a bed, something like that in here, we might say, okay, take this position and stretch just this position. So in your log structure, if you have, let's say, a 59:30, give or take any couple of seconds, it doesn't matter. And then we're going to essentially compensate for time by not stretching and squeezing the legal ID, but we're going to stretch and squeeze the bumper bed to get us to the top of the hour at 12 o'clock. And of course, all we're doing there is saying from this exact time marker at the top of the hour to this exact time marker here, I want you to stretch and squeeze or not stretch and squeeze based on the individual positions. And guess what? We can do that in GSelector over here as well. I'm in GSelector right now under clocks definition. Don't forget with GSelector, we have live 100% integration across the board, not just metadata. When we add a song in Zeta, it's added in GSelector, not live reconciliation, which is also a humongous part of this, but like clock structure, for example. I created that brand new open production layout, open hot AC layout. Guess what, Jonathan? If you want to do it, guess what? Take that macro, drag it in as the first element. Boom. There is your open Jonathan layout at 3 o'clock, and it's in the clock structure. And of course, now we have certain things like, all right, that last element of the hour, right? There's my stretch and squeeze. Do I want to stretch it or not stretch it? I can do that here if I wanted to as well. I have the chain types here. So for example, if I have certain things like a pause chain or an overlap or an auto post, link song chains, which have that forward momentum. Again, those are in past videos on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Those are there for you too as well. So the idea here is that we can either as a user adjust this on the fly by adding these columns into Zeta, or we can do it from the clock structure itself and then have it so it's ready to go. And if you think of the imaging aspect, you know, we're so used to these old school, just flat file, call it a day. And yes, if you don't have GSelector, there is ways of doing this. It's a little tedious rather than GSelector seeing in front of you, but we can absolutely do this as well with your Zeta system. But we're so used to saying just, you know, overlap, 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 call it a day. No, we really want to get a little more control here. So what's stopping you from this one position 15 and making this a link song chain, or making a default, everything's a link song chain, or maybe this one position is an auto post so that we know for a fact that we're always hitting the post, but for just this one specific piece of imaging. It could be promos. It could be a special sweeper. It can be a forward momentum sweeper doing a commercial free hour. Notice how I'm dropping these little examples here because I'm trying to spark you to say, ooh, yeah, wait a second. I have a hour long commercial free music hour for my afternoon drive. And you know, now that I think about it, I know that in order to get the 45 minutes of commercial free music, I need to hit my spot block at 40. Well, then why not put an ETM marker hit at 11:40 before the spot block so you can see exactly where you are? If you're 2 minutes, cool. That's relatively in the same ballpark. if you're 3.5 minutes, that might be a time, Derek, to go and say, I'm going to add a song here because I want to make sure I'm going to hit my 45-minute music sweep at the exact time, right? Right, Kev? I'm quoting over here, Kev and Alex, just so you know, right? That's the idea. Again, we can't tell you this is what you need, but we can help you get there as well, right, Kev? So there's all these tools in here. There's all these great features, and we can really apply it anywhere you want, in the log structure on the fly, in the schedule ahead of time with macros and GPIOs and saying, do this at this time. I want to make sure that, hey, I have 6 positions. I don't want to stretch and squeeze my music, but I do want to stretch and squeeze my imaging, right? We can do that as well, right? I saw you, Mark. I was giggling. I was like, MT for the win. Absolutely. And part of the beauty with exact time markers with G Selector and Zeta, and it's 100% live integration, is there's not a reference anymore. It's an actual trigger if you wanted to. Again, going back over here to G Selector, if I go to my exact time markers right here, I'm not going to save my changes to my clocks. These actually have behaviors inside of them, right? Another example I had this past week was spot blocks interstitials. I'm going to just drop this landmine here and walk away. I can go here and have certain things like, I want you to play a commercial, a sweeper that says, we're back to the music next, and then another song. Sorry, I said sweeper. I meant to say spot, back to music next, spot, right? You can do that here with G Selector interstitials. We have some network programs, right? 2 network programs, a master and affiliate. Master has a 6-minute spot block. Affiliate, they usually sell around 3 minutes. What am I going to do for the 3 minutes? Well, in Zeta, we can time this spot block out. So that's 3 minutes or 6 minutes, and we'll do a filler on that spot block. Or you can split it into 2 3-minute spot blocks, and you can have G Selector call for a song category during that second spot block. And then, of course, that song category can be affiliate filler songs that are approved outside the scope of your main master feed. You can see that we can get very, very granular here if you wanted to. And that's the idea. We want Zeta to work with us, not against us. It's a modern automation system that's going to try to make your life easy. Because the idea here is, you know, going back to Jonathan's example with the layouts, if I know that every day I'm going and mainly changing my layout, right? It's a mental trigger. You have to remind yourself to go and put that layout in. Why not save that? And then go ahead and drag in your in the clock structure itself. We're always putting in that layout. So you don't have to worry about putting that layout in because you know every day at 3, it's there, right? Or for example, another great one is soft syncs. We want soft syncs after hours, but we don't want soft syncs during live jock hours because it kind of could affect their rhythm. Well, then guess what? Don't put soft syncs between your on-air staffs. Right? It sounds simple, but be like, oh yeah, I could do that. And there's simple ways. Over in G Selector, we can duplicate the clock, simply remove that exact time marker, adjust your clock schedule, and you're done. Right? Notice how it takes 5 minutes now, and it saves you the mental task every day down the road. Right? Because again, going back, we are evolving audio here. That's the idea. We're no longer just radio. We're podcasting. We're web. We're social media. We're blogging. We're live and local to get those ratings. You know, there's tools and tips here to help you out as well. That's the idea over here. So last call for questions. If you have questions for me over here, as always, don't forget, you can always reach out to me directly. My email is just nmumford@rcsworks.com. And yes, that's his Mumford & Sons. Or you can go and just email us support@rcsworks.com. We're always here to help you out as well. Again, the idea here, identify what you want and let us help you get there to make your life easy, quick, and efficient work days with Zeta. We talked about layouts. We talked about having your hotkeys changing modes, changing things like a giant play next button for your staff. You can also, by the way, you can lock these layouts, right? So we can do is we can go load your layout, have it so it's by default locked so that your staff who's maybe unfamiliar with Zeta is not going to make an accidental click, right? It's like a security blanket almost for them to say, I know that I can't make changes to this layout. I also know that at 3 p.m., Jonathan gets his layout across the board as well, that type of thing. In the log structure, right? Isolate things by position. Don't just assume that everything has to have a segue chain type, has to have a stretch or not stretched and squeeze option attached to it. Use exact time markers for non-audio triggers to tell your staff, hey, you're good, you're not good. Include comments in the log as well and say, hey, Brian, this is what's going on as well, right? You can do that. And with all these little tasks that you don't have to repeat every day, hopefully you can see that I'm going to quote my coworker Jason on this because I literally quoted him by picking this topic. So thank you, Jason, for the idea. Sometimes take a little break sparks more creativity in the long haul, right? And so if your brain is not focused on always loading that layout, it's going to allow you to be more creative and create more relatable content to you and your listeners. Make sense, right? That's the idea of this one. So once again, any questions, we're here to help out. Don't forget, we're going to be live over at NAB. It's booth, what is it again here? It's the booth, 2843. I believe it's the West Hall, if not mistaken. I will be there the entire time hanging out. Please stop by if you're there. Say hi. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if not, if you can't make it, I'm always here as well to answer any of your questions as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully this inspires you and empowers you to say, hey, I want to make my life easier. And we can do that with RCS products all the way from Zeta, GSelector, Acquira, Zeta Cloud, and RevMud, so much more. So have a fantastic rest of your day. I will see you next time for another RCS Live.